Absolutely, absolutely. So we get to share as a church family in joys, those times that are the mountaintop experiences of our life, as well as concerns and some of the lowest moments of our life. And if you think about it, we are very blessed that people let us in to both of those extremes in their life. And I give God praise for that. So please keep these on your heart and mind, and don't forget the announcement, the calendar for this week. So are you ready to have an awesome worship this morning?
Yes.
I said that kind of low voice, didn't I? Are you ready to have an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
All right, let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this gorgeous day. We just ask, Lord, that you anoint us fully this morning with your Holy Spirit. May your Spirit anoint us in such a way that all evil and negative thoughts are pushed out of this building and away from this block even, Lord. We thank you that you have that power in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you have given us that power in Jesus' name, that we can do away with evil in our lives. And we just ask for your powerful anointing so that we can be one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name as we focus our lives upon you today. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for worship during our beautiful prelude.
Please stand as we join in our call to celebration. We have come today to affirm our faith in Jesus Christ,
to worship the God of the saints of our congregation and of our lives who have completed their physical lives on earth.
We have come today to celebrate God's benefits to the living,
to respond with thanksgiving to God's benefits to us, the living.
We have come to affirm our trust in the God of all futures, to whom we give honor, glory, and love forever and ever. Amen. If you would please turn in your hymn books to page number 711, we will sing together for all the saints, and we'll sing three verses.
What's the road? Their fortress and their
Amen. Please be seated.